Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. I wanted to welcome all of my brothers and sisters that are out there tonight, either in Waiava, Halava, OCCC, WCCC, maybe even FDC, or maybe all the way over in Saguaro or Red Rock, Arizona. Or maybe you're not even behind those prison walls, but you're just listening tonight. I wanted to welcome all of you this evening. Mahalo so much for tuning in. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, and the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Luke 4:18-19. You know, the Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Red Hill, has a passion for the Lord, with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to all those incarcerated in the facilities located on Oahu. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there in May. Mahalo to all of those who have joined us this evening, and let us all be thankful for all of our blessings. As I always mention, our anchor verse for the Free Inside Ministry is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." Well, tonight I wanted to talk to you about hope. Not the temporal or temporary hope. I wanted to talk to you about the real kind of hope. It's called eternal hope. You know, it's just like the message tonight is called the hope, the eternal hope. Is there anyone out there like me? Sometimes I feel like my situation is just not going the way I want it to go. My plan is not, it's not really working out, and things are just not lining up like I had hoped them to. Sometimes this thing called life throws a big curve at me, and I get detoured. You know, I get sidetracked. I get bumped off the path that I was on. Maybe it's only me, but sometimes I look in the mirror and I just shake my head and ask myself, what happened? What happened, boo? It's like, you know, when you figure out how to get to your friend's house and you're going down the road and you see that the road is blocked up ahead. So you follow the detour, but you decide, I want to take a shortcut. But then that shortcut is blocked off. So you take another shortcut and that shortcut is blocked off also. And then all of a sudden, all of your shortcuts get you lost and you don't know where you're at. You know what I'm talking about. We all started out pretty good, but then something happened. There was a situation. There was a problem in our road, so we had to take a detour. Anyone feel like that tonight? That you have to take a detour in your life, be it your fault or not your fault? It's just a detour. You're not where you thought you'd be, and this detour is preventing you from getting where you need to be. Anyone out there feeling like this? My beloved, all of you behind the wall, sitting at the edge of your bed listening to me or in the mailing, this word is for you tonight. This word is the Rhema word, and it is for you. Anyone who is out there where things just aren't going the way you want them, they're just not going right, you feel things are pretty messed up, you feel like the walls are closing in, that life is getting you down, and if you didn't have any bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck at all, I come here with a word of encouragement, with a word of support, with a word from God to keep fighting the good fight. Do not give up hope. When something bad happens to you, you have three choices, my brothers and my sisters. You can let it define you, you can let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you. It's time to get right. It's time to get straight, or it's time to get left. My brothers and sisters, you can give up, you can give in, or you can give it all you got. Get in alignment for your assignment. You are the victor, not the victim. You see, hope is not the absence of fear. It is the presence of God. And we know that In all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, Hebrews 13:6. Make a decision to change. I can't make you change. God can't make you change. Only you can make the change. When I speak to my brothers and my sisters in chapel services, I talk about it as the three C's of life. The three C's of life. You have to make a choice to take a chance to change. Until you make that choice, until you come to that point where you've made a decision, where you've chosen, where you've made a choice to just take a chance. There's no guarantees in life, but you're going to take this chance that you might change. It's up to you to change. No one else can make that choice for you except you. Now tonight, if you have your sword with you, if you have the word of our Lord with you, if you have your Bible with you, we're going to be looking in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. We're going to be looking in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. You don't have your Bible with you? My beloved, if you knew that you had to go into a boxing match, what do you put on your hands? Boxing gloves. If you knew that you were going to go golfing, what would you need to take? Golf clubs, right? If you knew you were going to go surfing down at tracks on the west side, you would probably need to take a surfboard, right? So if you know you're going to be studying the Word of God from Monday through Friday at 9:30 to 10 p.m. on 99.5 FM with Brother Bula with the Free Inside Ministry, if you know that ahead of time, then maybe, perhaps, by chance, you might want to bring your Bible. For those of you that are incarcerated, you can go through your chaplains. If you don't have a Bible, they should have an ample supply available to you. But you see, we're going to be in the book of Philippians tonight. You see, it's the epistle of Paul. He was writing a letter, Apostle Paul, to the church of Philippi or the Philippians. Now, I have to be very careful here because this is one of my wife's favorite books of the Bible. She really started liking this 11th book in the New Testament. She really did. And then I thought of something, and I'm going to share it with you also in all love and honesty. For those of you that have just tuned in, this is the Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Red Hill. You can check us out on our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. We do have a Facebook page also. Or you can reach us at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. But this is my wife's, originally one of her favorite books. And we know it's the 11th book in the New Testament. We know that it's the epistle of Paul. He's writing the letter to the church of the Philippi, But this is the book of Philippians. Let me say it real slow. Philippians, not Filipinos. Okay, I don't want any confusion here. So I'm going to address it and be up front in the name of Jesus. And I can say that because my wife, God bless her, she is Filipino. But we're going to be tonight, my brothers and sisters, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8. If you could turn there. I'll be in the New Living Translation, and also by popular demand, I'll be in the Jesus book. New Living Translation, Philippians 4. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Now let's get the West Side Virgin in the Jesus book. Kaden, you guys stay tight with the boss. So stay good inside every time, no matter what happened. I like say this one more time. Hey, Stay good inside, Lorette. Make everybody know that they don't need to be scared when they talk to you guys, because you guys act gentle with everybody. Only a little bit time now, and the boss, you gonna come back, huh? Hey, and don't worry about nothing. More better, everything that happened, pray about him and go ask God for do whatever you guys like him for do. And same time, eh, no forget for tell him, mahalo plenty. Then, God gonna make you guys' hearts rest inside. That could be more better than anybody can figure out. God gonna take care of your hearts and your heads because you guys stay tight with his special guy, Jesus Christ. The word of our Lord from the West Side, or the Jesus book. Now look what we're talking about right here. So then, think about all these kind of stuffs. Whatever stay true, whatever get respect, whatever stay right, whatever no stay pilau, whoever you get aloha for, whatever you talk good about, whatever the bestest kind, whenever people can say, that's good, think every time about all that kind of stuff. Everything you guys went learn from me, everything I went give you guys, everything you went see and hear when I was with you guys, go do them. Then the God that can make you guys' hearts rest inside, he's going to stay with you guys. There are a lot of good reference points in this selection from Philippians 4:4-8. You know, reference points are like giving directions to a friend to get to your house. It's like, you know, when you tell someone, okay, go past the house with the big mango tree, take a right, and then when you see the house with the Christmas lights on the garage, take the next left. My house is the one right after the house with the yard that looked like Angel's Towing Service in Waianae with all the junks parked in the yard on top of each other. You get them, bro. Now, look in the word of our Lord. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Remember the Lord is coming soon. Why should we be full of joy, Brother Bula? How can I be happy when I stay locked up? Oh, my beloved. Although you may be locked up, you're not locked out. The Lord is coming soon. And it says, always be full of joy. It doesn't say be full of joy if you get a good report from the parole board. It doesn't say be full of joy if you know you're going to get transferred to Lau Mako or Waiava. It doesn't say be full of joy after you've had a good visit with your family. But that should be a joyous time. It doesn't say only to be joyous when things are good. It also means always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. This means that you've got to dig deep. This means that you've got to be joyful in your heart. You have to have the love of God. You have to have the joy of the Lord in your heart. And there's a reward for that. But even when the storm is raging around you, you still have the joy of the Lord inside of you. In verse 6, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Why worry? Why worry? It says so right there in Philippians. It says, don't worry about anything. But it does tell us to pray. Pray about everything. Why worry? When you get sick, what should you do? Pray. When you get angry, what should you do? Pray. When you get confused, what should you do? Pray. When you're lonely and frustrated, what should you do? Pray. When you feel lost, what should you do? Pray. That's right. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. Did I say pray? Do you know what the word push means? P-U-S-H. That stands for pray until something happens. My brothers and my sisters, my dear beloved, for everyone, if the only time you're going to pray is when you're in trouble, you are in trouble. Let me repeat that so it can sink in a little bit. If the only time that you pray is when you are in trouble, you are in trouble. But you see, and now we get the reward. This is better than the box of Cracker Jacks. Check it out. We're going to get the prize. We're going to get the reward. We're going to get the free gift. Because it starts with then. It starts in verse 7, then. If you go from verse 6, where he closes it with, in verse 6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. In verse 6, he's talking about the joy of the Lord. And it's just at that time, when you're in verse 6, it says, once you do these things, once you do that, once you do what I have instructed, once you have followed the word of the Lord, in verse 6, then tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. And the next sentence and the next verse is wonderful. Then, That means a statement of time. That means something has been completed. Something will begin at this time. Something is going to commence. Something is going to start. Something is going to happen as a response or as a relationship to an action or an activity that was just completed. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Get your highlighter out. Get your pen out. Get your pencil out. You want to circle this. You want to mark this. You want to bookmark this. You want to put a bookmarker there, Philippians 4:7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we, you, me, and everybody else sitting on the park picnic bench today can understand. His peace. Whose peace? Not my peace, not your peace. His peace means God's peace. I think we all could use a lot more peace in our lives. If we had more peace in our lives, we wouldn't have so many trials and tribulations. That just means we have some quiet time. We have some sanity amongst us. You know, and that's a problem, is we don't have the peace of the Lord in us at times. And that's when things get really, really crazy. It's like the bumper sticker that I saw. K-N-O-W, God. No God, K-N-O-W, no peace, semicolon, N-O, God, N-O, peace. What a wonderful sticker. No God, no peace, no God, no peace. How are you going to frame it? But you see, what happens is we can all use some more peace in our minds. We could all use a little bit more peace in our lives in this hectic race from here to point A to point B lifestyle that we all live, the busyness of life. It says right here, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. When the word will is used in the Bible, it is almost like a contractual agreement. It is a statement of fact. It is a statement of truth. It says right here, you will experience God's peace. It is telling you absolutely, without a doubt, you will experience God's peace. And it says so in my Bible. So I know that if it says that in my Bible, it says that in your Bible. And that is the truth and the word of our Lord. And it goes on further to say, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. So now we're going to wrap this up according to Philippians. One final thing. That means the last thing I'm going to tell you before you go out and you have to do what I told you to do. And what's wonderful about this, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Now, why do you think that this would be written in this letter that's written to the church of Philippi? Why do you think that he would want to, why do you think he would want to write this? Why do you think that this is, Paul would want to mention this to them? What is he trying to get them to do? Don't worry about the rubbish. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Focus, focus, focus. You know, it's just like when I used to coach youth baseball, and these are the guys that, it wasn't off of the tee, this would be in the pony baseball league. This is where the coach would pitch, and you pitch underhand or overhand for the better players, but pretty much you pitch underhand. So they're not in T-ball. This is coach pitch. And if you've ever been in that situation where you're the coach pitching to your own team so that they could hit the ball, there's nothing more stressful than pitching to your own little kids, be it your own son, so they can hit the ball. Because it's not about anything they do. It's about everything that you do when they blow it and they make a mistake. It's like because you didn't pitch it to them, you didn't give them the right speed, the ball was too high, the ball was too low. It's everything about you, but it's just like that. You know, because what we have to do is we have to focus. And when I was coaching, when you're coaching young boys, and we had a few girls on our team at that time, you've got to grab their attention. You've got to be able to get their attention span right where you're at. They got to focus on what, or they could get hurt. The ball could bounce on the ground and hit them on their body, or they could miss a fly ball and it could hit them in their head, or, you know, they just got to be very attentive. We have, you know, the baseballs are pretty soft, but we got bats, we've got helmets, you got kids running around crazily. So one way, and I found this to be an effective method was, and I like to use words, so I use the word flee. Focus, listen, execute, attitude. Focus, listen, and I used actually effort for these young children. Focus, listen, effort, and attitude. To this day, I have young men and women who are no longer 7 and 8 years old. They're in their mid-20s. Coach Bula, flee, how's it? I go, do you remember that? Focus, listen, effort, attitude. Oh my goodness. Who says we can't brainwash our children with loving thoughts? Anyway, to this day, they still remember what that stands for. And it's kind of like what's going on here. We need to focus. We need to focus on the things that are true, things that are honorable, things that are right, things that are pure, and things that are lovely and admirable. Focus on that. We have to fix our thoughts, which means to focus. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise, filling our heads with good thoughts. Now, we have to keep putting into practice all that we've learned and received, and then the God of peace will be with you, he says in his letter. But you see, how do you hear the word of our Lord? How can you heed the word from God if you can't even hear it? So easily stated and spoken, but you know, it's very easy when you start focusing on the good things around you. You see, these are the instructions that God has left us with. This is the hope. This is the eternal hope. If we do what God says, if we follow whose instructions? My instructions, Brother Bula? No. Your instructions? I don't think so. Your mom's instructions? Well, maybe. But he wants you to listen to the Lord's instructions. That's right. If we listen and we follow, if we can focus, listen, effort, and attitude, give our best effort, keep a good attitude, the God of peace will be with you. It says so right there in the verse. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. See, a lot of times we try and do things on our own, but we realize that that's the road to failure. That's not the road to success. We have to know that we can do all things through Him who gives us strength. We need to forget what is behind and keep straining toward what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Because we will not be overcome by evil, but we will overcome evil with good. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. We just talked about that. We just talked about what we're going to focus on. We just talked about the difference that that's going to make. We just talked about all of the things that we need to be looking at. We need to be looking at things that the Lord wants us to. We need to fix our thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. We need to fix our thoughts on things that are lovely. We need to focus our thoughts on what is excellent and worthy of praise. You see, the Lord has given us the instructions for our eternal hope. It's up to us if we follow through with those instructions. Because, you know, we are not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. And I pray that you're a believer. I pray that God is your Lord and Savior, because the Lord is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. You see, there's only one way to heaven, my brothers and sisters. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. There's no back door, there's no side door, there's only one door, and that door is Jesus Christ. But you see, we need to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and with all of our mind, with all of our strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we need to realize Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, I know you might be locked up right now. I know you might be incarcerated. But that's not the end of the road. That's the bend in the road. You see, it says right there again in Ephesians 2:10, and hold on to that. Mark that in your Bible. Write that down on a piece of paper to look at it later if you don't have your sword with you. For we, now that we is everybody, not me, not you, but it's all of us, inclusive together. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You see, you got to realize that the Lord is in control of your life. You have two choices. You can allow the Lord to break you, and He will. And through that brokenness, you'll learn how to serve the Lord, and He will bless you tremendously. Or you can wait. You can fight. You can go against the Lord, but He's still going to break you. It's like when they try to break a wild horse. The wild horse always gets broken. God has the final word. Either you're going to have a life that is blessed in abundance, you're going to have a life that is filled with favor, or you're going to have a life with trials and tribulations, time and time again, challenges every way you turn, detours on the path that you thought you had, because you haven't allowed the Lord to break you. You need to get to the end of your resources so you know who your source is. If you feel like you are at the end of your rope, my brothers and sisters, my beloved, tie a knot and hold on. You got to break through something to get through something. If you don't break through, you don't get through. And you got to get through something. You got to get through your situation. You got to get through what's holding you back. You got to get through the devil. You got to stop letting the enemy hold you down. You got to fight through it. You got to go to battle. You got to have your sword with you. You got to have the word of God in you. Hallelujah. Now, the eternal hope we talked about tonight, that's for everyone. Hold on to that. Hold on to Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8. Hold that close. We're going to be closing in a few seconds here. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'll see you tomorrow night. God loves you. Don't forget that. We love you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, said Jesus, and neither shall we. God bless you.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.